Okay, so if you've seen me and see me even recently, you've probably done this recently, but I really don't care because this is such an environment for it and it's happy. So I'm gonna do a poem. It's an interactive piece and everyone's sort of cozy already. So I'm gonna need some audience participation for it. So yeah, I need everybody to repeat after me. Let me introduce myself. This is all of me.
This is all of me.
I love you.
I love you.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
People, they tell me I'm strong like glass, wearing my heart on my sleeve, but most days I feel like tissue paper. Like a single drop of water could tear like a razor. I feel like a razor blade most days. My teeth, small combs of metal just asking for a fight. But when there is nothing to cut, nothing to chew, nothing to remove, I forget that the same steel used to forge my blades is used to make gravy boats. Repeat after me, good gravy.
Good gravy.
I need to lighten up. People, they tell me I'm strong like boulder, wearing my heart like a rock, but most days I feel like dust, hoping if I make myself small enough, the breeze might take me away, that maybe I won't be so afraid of losing if I'm already gone. Repeat after me, I'm scared of losing everything.
I'm scared of losing everything.
Most days I feel like dust lying amidst dirty floors, waiting for brooms to sweep me away so I can learn how to dance again. But I have eternity to dance like dust. I want to dance like fireworks, spinning inside my anatomy, entangling light in my veins, these eternal wicks of flame in our bodies. Let's fuse with them, igniting motion. Hold out your hands, every one of you, and turn them up. Just, well, you can do too. Take your palm and place it on the person next to you. Find someone. Or not. And repeat after me. Let me introduce myself.
This is all of me.
I love you.
I'm scared.
Oh God, I love watching people do this. You can take your hands down. We are pieces of dust in a block of concrete in a pillar that holds up the sky. People, they tell me I'm strong like planets, but most days I just feel lost. My heart, a compass, following me in four directions and everywhere in between. I don't know where I'm going, but I don't need to. Repeat after me, I don't need to know where I'm going.
I don't need to know where I'm going.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah!
You are a compass, a clock in disguise, who realized plans were a waste of time. So smash us on walls, crack, splinter our glass. If we shatter, we will not bleed. Repeat after me, you're short.
Short.
People tell me I'm short, and I always will be, but most days I feel like love because I know what it's like to lose everything and to feel alone. Repeat after me, I'm scared of losing everything.
I'm scared of losing everything.
I'm scared of being alone.
I'm scared of being alone.
Good gravy.
Good gravy.
Good gravy.
Good gravy.
I need to lighten up. We are all explosions waiting to be heard, ticking time bombs impatient to burst, dancing fireworks. Fuse with me, igniting motion, and let's make a spark. Oh, that was so sweet. I'm so happy. I've done it so much, so I feel bad because I have some friends definitely come to shows and they're like, blah, 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 I'm repeating a lot. They've done it so much, but oh, so fun. Okay. Window shopping. When I see you, I promise to avert my eyes. If they still catch yours, I won't blink, but I'll look past the wall behind them. In my mind, there is an antique store. I am window shopping. There are gold lamps sitting next to a record player. She is moaning broken like a hem. If my hand accidentally brushes past yours, I'll act as if nothing happened. The warmth will feel like sand slipping through fingers. I'll be thinking of castles. If you ask me, how are you doing? I will respond, I am. When I speak, head will nod like a rocking chair, backward and forward again. When I speak, head will nod like a rocking chair, backward and forward again. When I speak, head will nod like a rocking chair. Empty cradle of a man. Did you say something? I wasn't listening. Our friends will come and go like a chess game, slow and articulate. If they mention your name, I'll shrug. It will look uncomfortable. A man once promised he wouldn't forget me, and I didn't listen. I was too busy forgetting myself. In his absence, I began counting blades of grass and the number of shelves in the bookstores. I missed the privilege of holding something beautiful. That sort of empty reminds me of seashells, how they cradle their hollows so gently when still in love with the sea. Sucks. Like, I have a few more, but they're sad, and it does, like, it, like, feels unnatural to be reading in all this sunlight, and I only have mopey things to talk about, but...
Don't be a quitter, Laura.
I'm not.
Beautiful.
Thank you. You guys are lovely. Her name is Guilt. She lives in the marrow of my bones. She's made a home there, built of something stronger than brick. I can't tell you how many nights I've laid awake howling, my claws chipped, my paws bleeding and raw. I watch her silhouette in the doorway hum songs to the grasshoppers. She is beautiful. My heart brings her cup after cup of flour, wants to bake cookies, wants to drink tea and read by the fire. It stands each night on her doorstep, fistful of love letters, which she reads before tearing apart, before grabbing waist, pulling hair, biting lip, and whispering, "Baby, you will never be good enough." Don't apologize for the trauma. Don't apologize for the hug that lasted too long. Don't apologize for the not talking about it. Don't apologize for the talking about it. Don't apologize for the getting kicked out. Don't apologize for the family. Don't apologize for the scars on your arm. Don't apologize for the smoking. Don't apologize for the drinking. Don't apologize for the self-medicating by means of self-harm. Don't apologize for the depression. Don't apologize for the phone calls. Don't apologize. I'm sorry. Oh, God, how ironic. I just apologized in my poem. Yeah, you can all laugh. I know I'm talking about really hard things, but it's, you can laugh too. Yeah. Don't apologize for the phone call. Don't apologize for the feeling unwanted. Don't apologize for the oncoming traffic, the rapids, the knife, and the gun. Don't apologize for the note in the safety deposit. Don't apologize for the running. Don't apologize for the trauma. She is the darkest thing that lives in your heart. Bring her flowers. Cradle her like a newborn. And apologize to yourself. All right. So I'm gonna do one more. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah. I lead an insignificant life. Each of my thoughts comprised before by someone just as lovely, probably more so, more likely, more articulate in splendor than I have yet to realize. For true splendor lies in losing, and losing takes a lifetime. I rest arms upon a windowsill and sit in contrived quiet. There are people riding bicycles and buying groceries. They wave at girls who do not know they're pretty. These girls will never know they're pretty until they find someone who sings their ugly like a lullaby. One who kisses scars like an apology. I wonder if they feel as small as I do. Downtown, a baker sweeps his shop daydreaming of goodbye. It is raining as it does around December. He is trying to forget the house he currently resides in. Bought for a love whose laughter is hiding in the teacups. He keeps the cupboards closed while streetlights hang their head outside. I find it fascinating how joy can create such a lonely, a dusty vase atop a mantle as empty as the sky. Thank you.